Good morning, everyone. I suppose it's a scenario that one could easily imagine living down in the Gulf and seeing all the offshore oil rigs and wondering, perhaps in a dark moment, what it might be like if one of those rigs, instead of pumping oil into tankers and filling them up and sending the oil around the world, instead was pumping that oil directly into the Gulf. But it's a whole different thing when you see it unfolding in reality. Here's Florida Senator Bill Nelson.
This could be one of the world's greatest nightmare scenarios of an oil gusher.
Already, a state of emergency has been declared in Louisiana because of the oil slick, which is still churning into the sea at a rate of 200,000 gallons a day. It's expected to top the Exxon Valdez disaster, which is certainly the benchmark for oil spills. But again, this isn't a spill. It's a leak. It's a seepage. It's gushing into the Gulf, and already the effects are being seen on the coast of Louisiana. Clifford Krause is with us, New York Times reporter. He's covering this story from Hammond, Louisiana. He's already talked about some of the economic impacts for BP, the company that's liable for cleaning up this mess. Sal Sanseri is a co-owner of New Orleans and America's oldest specialist oyster company, the P&J Oyster Company. He joins us from New Orleans. Good morning, Sal.
Good morning.
So you don't sound very happy there.
No, it's very discouraging.
And what are the threats that you're already seeing? And I'm noticing that some commercial fishermen are actually rushing to try to get as much harvest in as they can before the oil hits.
Well, not only we're harvesting right now, but many of the boats have offered their services to help stop and help contain.
So
we're doing quite a bit to try and relieve some of this catastrophe.
And that specifically involves the deploying of the booms, right? The large sort of floating containment nets, I guess you'd call them, right?
Yes, yes.
And how many of your crews are deployed in that operation versus actually trying to get the oysters up off from the beds before the oil contaminates them?
I couldn't give you an exact number. We are the number one producer of oysters in America, so we provide 42% of all consumption. So of course we have a vast fleet, and this is all at this point contained on the east side of the river, and that's our prayer, is that we will be able to contain it on the east side. We will be able to shut it down. But the biggest concern is that we're in this position in the first place, because just an analogy, okay, we were not prepared for Katrina. Now we're probably the most prepared city in the world. We are the number one producer of oil offshore production in America, and we weren't prepared for this. And that in itself is unacceptable.
Well, that's not a concern that is confined to people in New Orleans who have economic interests in the Gulf. Here's one of our listeners weighing in.
This is Shelley. I'm calling from New Rochelle, New York. Maybe the Exxon Valdez didn't change our behavior. It upset a lot of people. It ruined a lot of pristine environment and killed a lot of animals. Perhaps now people will take offshore oil drilling a little more seriously, and Obama's plans to drill all these new places will not happen.
Well, already, according to David Axelrod, who spoke on ABC News this morning, there is something of a moratorium, at least in principle, on offshore oil drilling until this is fully investigated. The company, British Petroleum, now BP. Listen to this commercial.
Beyond a crisis, a solution. Beyond darkness, light. Beyond petroleum, BP.
Clifford Krause, New York Times reporter in Hammond, Louisiana. BP spent a lot to try to rebrand themselves as Beyond Petroleum. Do you think it will take them some time to get beyond this crisis?
No doubt about it. The more we talk about it, the more days, this weeks, months that this lasts, the worse it will be for BP. This is not their first incident. We had just 3 years ago a massive leakage from their pipelines in Alaska. That was under an old management. They have a new manager now, a new chief executive, Tony Hayward, who has said that he's put safety first, and now this. Now, it's a little early to say who exactly is responsible. But at this point, for the public perception, it doesn't really matter.
And Sal Sanceri, who's the co-owner of that oyster supplier, P&J Oyster Company, suggested that we're not prepared for this. That was also a sentiment from one of our listeners in the New York area. What's your assessment of BP's preparedness?
Well, you know, the BP's preparedness, the obviously something went very wrong, and BP wasn't prepared for it. I mean, that's just obvious from what has transpired. As far as the industry goes, local communities, states, the federal government, we haven't had anything like this in 30 years. The Exxon Valdez was, of course, of a very, very different nature. It was a tanker. Offshore drilling has been done without serious incident for quite a while. You have this deep water drilling, which has been going on for better than 10 years now. And the complexity and the technology involved of getting the oil out of the ground from 5,000, 10,000, 15,000 feet below is incredible. And obviously, as we're seeing now, when something goes wrong, the catastrophe is compounded by the difficulty of getting to the source of the problem.
Well, and the technology to actually fix things is really perhaps not matched by the technology to acquire the oil from deep below the surface of the water. Clifford Krause, New York Times reporter, covering the story from Hammond, Louisiana. Sal Sanceri, co-owner of P&J Oyster Company, what are you most worried about happening today before we go?
Just to be able to contain, to be able to get the people on the, you know, in the marshes, and to save our livelihood. I mean, it's not just oysters; it's our entire seafood. We're the number one producer of seafood in the mainland United States.
Well, let's hope
it just
that
means so much.
Let's hope that's still the case next time we talk to you. Sal Sanceri, co-owner of America's oldest and largest specialist oyster supplier, the P&J Oyster Company, waiting like everyone in the Gulf to see the extent of the damage from the underwater oil gusher, still gushing oil into the Gulf of Mexico.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.